Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
There's a new season coming up at Cambridge Junction and a new ticket system as well. Emma Boswell is the arts producer there, the new arts producer. Welcome, Emma. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much. So nice to be here.
And you're a newbie to Cambridge as well. Where have you come from?
I've come from Brighton. So direct train now, 2 hours away.
I just usually want to go back and see anybody. It's going to be very quick, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I can get to the sea in a couple of hours, which is good because I really miss that. But yeah, really lovely to be in Cambridge. I've only been here a couple of months. But my mum's managed to visit twice.
So where were you in Brighton? Were you involved in the theatre there as well?
Yes, I worked at a theatre called the Marlborough, which is a pub theatre just opposite the Pavilion. And it's a really small 55-seat theatre that promotes LGBTQ+ performance. So even though we were small, we were very mighty. We had an international reach. And it was a fantastic place to work. But there was four of us working in what used to be a kitchen. And then now I work at Cambridge Junction and we have an office, which is very special. It's very nice.
How are you finding, like, not just the difference of actually having an office to work in, but the theatre scene itself? How does it differ from the Brighton scene to Cambridge?
I think for me it's really interesting to be able to be a lot more broader in our programming, because at the Marlborough we did primarily focus on LGBTQ+ artists, which is fantastic, and we supported so many amazing artists, some of which are in the autumn season, like Travis Alabanza. Kind of, we supported them when they were starting out, but working at Cambridge Junction, it's like it can be so much broader in terms of the performance we put on. There's such a huge range of different things, and so it's quite like liberating in that sense, which is really exciting.
We're going to look then at some of the highlights, if you like, of the autumn season. Now, I'm presuming that because you've taken over as arts producer there, does this mean that this is like partially your handiwork and partially not? How does
It means that I'm going to take the credit for this. but this programme was put together by Daniel Cock and Matt Berman, who Dan, you did my job previously. Matt's the artistic director. So my programming kind of begins to sink its teeth in spring next year, which we're going to be announcing in December. So I am very excited about what we've got coming up here. But when you get me in next season, yep, I'll be going crazy with excitement.
No, that sounds good. You'll be sitting in the front row for some of these, thinking, yeah, that works. We need more of that next quarter.
We started on Thursday last week, and afterwards people were like, oh, that show is fantastic. I was like, yeah, it was, yeah. Worked really hard to get that one here.
So what has Daniel bequeathed to you then before he went on to Pastures New?
There's such a great range of things, like I said previously, but just coming up this week on Thursday, we've got a show which has got a slightly rude title, so I'm going to change it for the air. It's called Your Messages Are Bad, Older, Better Letters. And this is an artist called Rachel Mars, and she's presenting a piece of work which is looking at the way in which we are courting nowadays, the messages that people send each other, and kind of the uncouth nature of those messages in comparison to the letters that people used to send before we had text messages, and the quite rude letters that people used to send.
I say it's not the uncouthness of modern messages which annoy me, it's the grammar or lack of it, really.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's also explored in this show. And so, yeah, Rachel kind of uses examples that people have sent in to her friends and like her own experiences, and compares them to like love letters from like James Joyce, for example, which were filthy. They were really filthy. So good thing he's not around to hear them being cast to a theatre of people. But yeah, that's on Thursday. It's at 7:30 p.m., which will be really exciting. Shall I move?
Yes,
oh, yes, please do.
What
please
else do.
Do
we have?
On the 3rd of October, we've got a show called It's True, It's True, It's True, which is Breach Theatre's award-winning restaging of the 1612 trial of Agostino Tassi. And this one I mentioned because it's the only show in our programme, or it's one of the shows in our programme, so that's kind of got more of a traditional feel. It's a play, and we tend to programme contemporary performance theatre without kind of characters or narratives and things like that. So this one has got some characters, and it's kind of more of a familiar format.
Traditional format, yeah.
But it's still got that contemporary feel to it because of the staging and the subject matter and the various different elements that kind of break out of that mould.
Out of curiosity, is that a new move then at the Junction where they've decided to do less of the traditional side of performance art? And why?
I wouldn't be able to tell you if it's a new mood, seeing as I've only been there a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I know that me and Matt Berman, the artistic director, definitely are more interested in contemporary theatre and theatre that kind of breaks the mould of what's expected. And I think one of the reasons for that is because I find it the most exciting. I think it's really interesting when you can go and see something that's just not what you're expecting and it breaks form. And also, I was going to mention this slightly later, but one of the things that I really love about going to see a performance is like not necessarily feeling like I have to understand what it is and not thinking, oh yeah, I have to come out and be able to explain to everyone what this was.
Yeah.
And just kind of knowing that like I have to respond to how I feel when I watch it. Like we had a show on Thursday last week that I didn't program but took the credit for, which was called Power Ballad. And there were definitely some elements that maybe went over my head. But also it was just at one point I was sitting in a theatre listening to a power ballad with someone with a leaf blower blowing it on a fake wig in the background with all these like karaoke lyrics, and I was like, this is really this is what I'm after. I think that,
like, I don't know why it's happening, but I love that.
Exactly. That's a really great tagline.
Well, you have it.
Sort of Eurovision meets performance art.
Yes, totally. So should I continue? A couple more. Well, on the 30th of October we've got a show called Acephalous Monster. I always find it difficult to say, so I'm glad I managed it on the radio.
I just normally just say quickly, then nobody will know if you get it wrong.
That's on Wednesday the 30th of October, and I'm really excited about this one. This is one of the ones that when I joined Cambridge Junction, I was like, this is happening, I can't believe it, because it's iconic US performance artist Ron Athey presenting his new work. He's a really, as this says, iconic artist who I studied a lot when I was at university. His work is definitely not for everyone. It's described here as a radically transformative ritual for resistance. It's quite out there, it's quite intense, but it's, if you're looking to have a real experience when you're watching something, then I definitely recommend Ron Athey's show. And I'll do
one more.
On the Wednesday the 27th of November we've got Travis Alabanza coming to Cambridge Junction with a show called Burgers. Travis is all over the internet. They're a really big star at the moment, and they've made a show about someone who attempted to throw a burger at them and shouted a transphobic slur, which obviously is quite an upsetting kind of subject matter, but the show is so beautiful. It's sold out every single day in Edinburgh. It's sold out South Bank Centre. It's going to sell out at Cambridge Junction, so I really recommend coming along to that one.
That is
really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Now, all of this is running alongside a new ticketing system, for want of a better description. Pay what you feel.
Yes.
How does that work?
So it's literally what it says on the tin. It's tickets from starting at £2.50 is the cheapest, and it goes up to about £20.50, I think, but in like £2 increments. And the reason for that is we kind of thought about what is it that stops people coming to the theatre, what is one of the things that would prevent people. And I think one of those things is kind of the element of risk. It's like, I don't want to spend £10 on something that I'm not going to enjoy or I might not enjoy. So we try and remove that risk completely.
That's interesting, because when I heard about this, my initial thought was all social inclusion, but it, whilst that possibly is a factor as well,
it's
more than that. It's also the this discovery thing.
Oh,
really.
It's so many. It's definitely social inclusion. We want to make sure we remove barriers to anyone attending the theatre. I think it's something like £27 you can pay to get a ticket for every single show in the arts programme, which is fantastic if you choose the lowest option. So it's obviously trying to remove the financial barrier that would prevent people from coming along. But also, like I say, if you're not sure about whether you're going to enjoy it, maybe you don't want to kind of fork out a tenner and you might think, I'm just going to do £2.50 on this. It's not even the price of a coffee, and just come along and see something. And then once we get people through the door seeing like some of this stuff and having these experiences that I was talking about, like, then the work will work for itself in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll be encouraged to come back and see kind of more of the things that we're presenting.
And how long is this Pay What You Feel scheme running for? Is it for this season, or is it going on forever?
I'm hoping it will be an indefinite thing. We're trialling it this season.
Okay.
With a view to continue. We're just kind of like seeing how it goes, like whether people are, it's affecting whether people are buying in advance or not, or whether they're coming along on the door. But I do recommend booking in advance because things do sell out. Yeah. So it's still got that same model to it. But
and that's on everything.
It's on everything in the arts programme. So it's everything in my programme.
Yeah.
And the popular culture programme, so that's kind of like music, comedy and spoken word, that's still got the same pricing structure.
So the fiver will still be the fiver, basically.
Yes.
Some of the other music things, they will still be their regular
simply,
price.
Simply put, yes.
Okay. Well, Emma, well, thank you very much for coming in. I do hope you'll come back and see us in a couple of months' time. Tell us about the next quarter.
Yes.
And also intrigued to find out how that Pay What You Feel scheme goes as well.
Yeah, thank you so much
Excellent.
For having me.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're very welcome. Cambridge 105 Radio.